T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The all-local on KNX News, 97.1 FM.
This is KNX News, 97.1 FM, Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station. Good morning, I'm Chris Seaton's top local story. L.A. County Sheriff Alex Villanueva and his undersheriff could soon face contempt charges. They allegedly ignored subpoenas that required them to appear before the Civilian Oversight Commission. They were to testify on whether so-called deputy gangs exist in the department. Attorneys for L.A. County filed papers today asking a court to consider holding them in contempt, claiming their refusal to comply subject them to contempt procedures. Now, L.A. County Sheriff's deputy is now out of the hospital after having a bad reaction to fentanyl that he said he was exposed to during a traffic stop in Rosemead. He's expected to be back on duty in a few days. Three people were taken into custody during last night's incident. This happened near the intersection of Strathmore Avenue and Garvey Avenue. Authorities say along with the fentanyl, deputies also found a gun and other drugs, including large amounts of meth and cocaine. The hunt continues for two gunmen who opened fire last night outside a CVS pharmacy in downtown L.A.
At 7 and Spring Street at 9:35 p.m., there was a solid deadly weapon shooting call. When officers arrived, they had located four victims.
That's LAPD spokesperson Annie Hernandez. She says one person was grazed, three others hospitalized with gunshot wounds. One is now in critical condition. Police are still investigating what exactly triggered the shooting. They say it may have been a random attack. California's unemployment number fell again last month.
State unemployment rate has gone down slightly to 4.2%. That's low by historic standards, so it's well above the national rate and the rate of most other states.
And while that's good news, former state employment chief Michael Burnick tells KNX the job creation is slowing down.
We've been averaging over the past year monthly gains of over 72,000 jobs per month here in California. This past month, the gain was down to under 20,000. It was 19,900 jobs.
He goes on to say that concern over inflation is adding to recession fears, and even talk about recession is causing some businesses to slow down hiring. Rob Archer, KNX News, 97.1 FM.
A national animal advocacy group is hailing authorities for raiding an alleged cockfighting operation in the Antelope Valley. Hundreds of roosters and hundreds of pounds of marijuana discovered when authorities served a search warrant at a property in unincorporated Juniper Hills. L.A. County Sheriff's Department says 228 birds were living on that property, and the pot is worth an estimated $500,000. A male suspect is now under arrest. After months of skyrocketing gas prices, the price at the pump is coming down. Prices have been dropping steadily for weeks.
People in L.A. County are still paying $1.49 a gallon more than they were a year ago. But after 38 straight days of falling prices, we're now averaging $5.84 a gallon. That's a savings of 62 cents over the past 5 to 6 weeks. Andrew LaPelle is the president of LaPelle Oil Associates in Houston. He says it's all about supply and demand.
In fact, gasoline demand is down about 5% compared to this time last year.
So with demand falling, prices have been falling too, but some say they're not going to be satisfied until the prices fall back to where they were before gas prices started to skyrocket in the first place.
Whatever it is, it needs to go back to where it was a year ago.
John Baird, KNX News, 97.1 FM.
Well, the U.S. Marine Corps is halting water operations for its new amphibious combat vehicles. Officials are investigating why two of its seafaring tanks ran into trouble off our Southern California coastline this week during high surf. No one was injured when one of the vehicles rolled onto its side. That was on Tuesday this week. Another became disabled in the waves. Three Long Beach libraries will soon be cutting their services because of staffing shortages. The new to-go model of service means that the Alamitos, Brewitt, and Dana branch libraries will no longer be open to the public throughout the day. That'll be starting on August 2nd. Instead, their contents, including books, DVDs, Chromebooks, and other materials, will only be available for checkout by arranging for pickup in advance. Officials say the change is necessary to avoid even more library shutdowns because of the staffing situation.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, "Hey Alexa, play KNX News." You can listen on the Odyssey app, available on Android, Apple, or wherever you download your apps, and on our website at knxnews.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.